You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Good morning to you, Crystal. In our Africa report this morning, we'll start in Mozambique. The bank's governor, central bank's governor, blaming cyber attacks for the electronic banking collapse, and it's caused massive losses, particularly for local businesses.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So the banking system has been plunged into a crisis over a debt claim by the service provider. Now, the bank governor told Parliament that a Portuguese software company carried out cyber attacks on the country's banking systems. So ATMs and card machines have been out of action since Friday. And the director of the Bank of Mozambique said the country's interbanking companies being blackmailed and that they want certain conditions met. But the companies doing all of this says that, well, they're going to charge them for defamation, and in fact they haven't been paid for some time, and hence they had to take such a drastic step. But of course this is causing absolute chaos in the country, Bongani. So private businesses are saying they're losing thousands of dollars every day due to the collapse of the EFT system, and the Mozambique Business Association says consumers and companies are suffering because of a dispute between these two parties. Now, we're already seeing business associations saying daily takings at shopping malls have fallen by 90% and hotels and restaurants by 70%. So there's actually only one bank that is not part of this interbank system, and that bank is operating, but for the rest of the country, it seems that they are being held ransom. And it's been already since Friday, Bongani, and so everyone is wondering when this, when the EFT system and the card system will be back online again.
And of course, Crystal, the United Nations praising Chad and Uganda for integrating refugee pupils.
Yes, Bongani. So we see that the UN says countries should really make an effort to educate refugee children in national schools because it helps them integrate instead of keeping them separate and othered. They need to be integrated. And two countries that are not exactly, they have their own challenges, but Chad and Uganda have been praised for their efforts because, of course, Uganda hosts the largest number of refugees in Africa at about 1.4 million people. They've got development and humanitarian agencies together to create a mixed schooling system for the refugees in the different host communities. Chad, on the other hand, has about 500,000 refugees, and they've actually developed a new temporary education plan for refugees while it adapts the national system to include all the refugee children. So it's also they've trained local refugee teachers to be teaching in local schools, and then they have teachers from normal school going to refugee camps to teach children to ease that transition. So they've really made a big effort to really integrate the refugee population so that they feel that they're part, because we know that education unfortunately is one of those low priorities. When a war breaks out, everything falters, and the UN now, UNESCO, with their Global Education Monitoring Report, have said these two countries have really made an extra effort to ensure education for all.
All right, Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.